Good evening, welcome to Sleep With Me, a podcast that puts you to sleep. The way we do it is with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, press play, and I'll be carrying you off in a dreamland. The goal of the podcast is to create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's running through your mind or keeping you awake, whether it's thinking, planning, worrying, etc., etc. The story's going to take your mind off of that, but as it goes on, it's going to get a little bit more and more boring. So for a little while, it's going to engage you and distract you, and next thing you know, you're going to be drifting off into dreamland. That's the goal. If it's your first time here, all I can ask you to do is test it out. It might help you fall asleep. You might be a one in a billion person that just find this podcast entertaining. Don't feel pressure to. But if it helps you sleep, that's great. If it doesn't and you don't like it, no problem. You know, move on. There's plenty of great podcasts out there. But if you have trouble sleeping, that's what we're here for, is to try to help people fall asleep. So welcome. You can find us on the web at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com, on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have time to review and rate us on iTunes, I'd like to get up to like around 30 iTunes reviews by the end of the month of May. So if you can take a few minutes and write us a review, that'd be great. It'll help us find, it'll help other people find, other people that can't sleep or are looking for sleep-related podcasts to find us. So go ahead and do that if you have time. Thank you. If you have any feedback, questions, anything you want to say, feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com or on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope I can help you fall asleep tonight. Tonight we have another edition of our Trending Twitter Tales, Tuesday Trending Twitter Tales, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If any mothers are listening, happy. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. It's about 5, after 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, as usual, on Sunday night, and I'm about to roll onto Twitter and see what's trending. But I just want to put that out there to say happy Mother's Day 3 times, which kind of kills the second or third time, really probably loses its meaning. But, you know, I mean that. That's stuff. Okay, so I'm going to go on Twitter, I'm going to check what's trending, and I'll be right back. I guess I should pause it, huh? Okay, everybody, I checked Twitter, and usually I count it, what I know. I know the sponsored post is pretty clear. 1, 2, 3, 4 out of out of 9, I know. Is that right? 1, 2, 3. First 3, I know for sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next 5, I don't know. And the last one, I do. And actually, I got right when I went on Twitter, this new feature that doesn't exist yet where it's called Magic Messages popped up. And someone said they're right outside my place. And normally, I'd be scared because that would probably mean, well, no one stalks me, but, you know, if someone were to stalk me or be out to get me, that, you know, be weird. But it's someone that wants to take over today, so I'm going to turn things over to her, and it's a her or she. Is it a her or she? But, okay, so I hope this doesn't bother you. I know you like listening to me, but don't worry. Okay, so here, let's change seats. So just sit. There's only room. My studio's in the back of a closet in my apartment, so hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Do you need any water or anything, ma'am? Yeah. Should I call you, ma'am? Okay. Yeah, just go ahead and sit down. I'll get, and yeah, I'll just be, yeah. Okay, son. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, just want to clear the record. And, you know, there's been a lot said, so. Hello. What are these? These are headphones. Oh, hello, children. Happy Mother's Day from I'm Mother Nature. Now, I'm the real Mother Nature, not the one that's appeared on this podcast in the past. And that's one of the reasons I'm here. I called up the boys that do this podcast, and I told them, you naughty, naughty boys, you know, I wanted to clear some things up. And then he was trying to explain to me, because I know Twitter. I'm not going to say the Twitters or the internets, because I, you know, Mother Nature is worldwide, and the planet is mine and ours to share, just to be clear. And I know there's some rules about the trending Twitter thing, but I'm just going to clear the record and, well, maybe I'll just talk about stuff. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers of the world. And I want you all, those of you that aren't mothers, I hope if you're in active communication with your mother, you take the time to tell her how much you appreciate her. And if you don't have active communication with your mother for whatever reason, my dear, know that Mother Nature really cares about you, and that just take some gratitude for the fact you were birthed into this universe. Okay? That's all I ask. That's all I ask for your mother, not for Mother Nature. I need much more. But, you know, take some time. Be thankful that you're birthed into this universe. Your gratitude. You are a necessary component of this universe. And someone birthed you. And maybe you had a falling out. Maybe you guys didn't get along like roses. Maybe your mother's not with us anymore. Whatever it is. I know there's a road of sorrow and misery, and many of us walk down it every day. But I just want you to know, happy Mother's Day, mothers. And I want you to say that with me. So everybody, together, before I know you're trying to get to sleep, don't roll your eyes at Mother Nature. Happy Mother's Day. With a pound sign on front, like a little pound cake. Well, it's too late now, because I guess you're saying it's Tuesday, young man. Okay. Well, you should have baked a pound cake, maybe, and then we could have said, and a pound cake for Mother's Day. But yeah, so, mothers, am I supposed to tell this story? Well, Mother Nature, you know, a lot of people say, oh, is Mother Nature creative, or I hear people say, does God must have a sense of humor because of the platypus? People that make that joke just aren't very creative, okay? I'm sure the first person that wrote it, maybe it was Jackie Mason or someone like that. You know, that was creative the first time. But please don't recycle platypus jokes. I was just thinking, you know, because I was listening to it was about the guy from the people that like, what are those called? I Once Was a Man from Nantucket. I once was a platypus named Bill, and all I prayed for was gills. And I went to the bank and gave my... I don't know. I can't think of something. Just delete that, young man. Please, please, please. So, should Mother Nature tell you a story? You know, a lot of people that say, like, Mother Nature, what are you into? What are you into? Before we get into the whole politics and global warming stuff, you know, I want to ease my way into that. But when people just sit down and talk with me, which they don't because they're intimidated. And I'll tell you what, if you see me, you happen to be wandering the woods or other places where I hide, I rarely do interviews, just so you know. And this isn't really an interview. This is just because I'm not being interviewed. I'm just setting the record straight. But yeah, see, people say, what are you into, Mother Nature? And I'll tell you what I'm into. Soccer. I love soccer. Football is the correct term. You Americans call it soccer, but it's football. Footy. Mother Nature loves football. And a lot of people say, oh, it's so boring, the soccer. So boring, football. And then they get into a fight like, oh, I love soccer, man. You Americans, you just hate soccer because you're... And then somebody says, well, you are an American and you're saying you love soccer because you're like some... You want to be European. I see these arguments all the time. And when I'm not here to argue about soccer, I'm here to say Mother Nature loves it. And, you know, there's many reasons to love it. There's children that play soccer, and there's adults that play soccer. So there's different levels of soccer to enjoy. A lot of people, you might not know this, fall in love playing soccer. Those co-ed leagues with the drinking afterwards. Mother Nature's had a lot of calls. After those soccer games, your blood gets boiling, and you have the shorts on, so you can see the legs, and so that's another reason. But I love the professional soccer, and I love the national soccer, and Mother Nature does not like nationalism. Okay, let's just get that straight. There's something about the World Cup that makes Mother Nature stirs my spirit. Now you have these people coming from all around the world to play. Now there's a lot of Mother Nature's... Nah, I'm just telling you, again, I hear you're thinking, well, what about all the things going on in Brazil and all this, and people being displaced? Mother Nature's not talking. Let's just talk about whether... Is it just... Let's just... Why don't you just put your critical thoughts aside and pretend you're on a date with Mother Nature, okay? I'm just telling you. Soccer, of course, it might seem boring. You got a kick and a pass and a kick back. And then you try to get the ball. Oh, no, okay, goodbye you. And kick. But if you're patient, then there's explosive action for a few seconds. And then it's back to a kick and a pass and a run and a long kick. And then kick to the center. Oh, and then the goalie gets it and he holds it. And then he throws it. And stuff like that. But that's just how it seems to you people. It's very relaxing. If you watch, people are running and running and running and running. And everyone, you know, yeah, that's very hard. 45 minutes of running and running and running. And there's little people like Matthew Flamini, I think is his name. For some reason, I have a thing for Matthew Flamini. I don't know. I think he might be Italian. I'm not sure. I have to look at the rosters. No, he might be a little bit too aged to be in the World Cup this year. I'm not sure. But Matthew Flamini is a special spot in Mother Nature's heart. And they're running and running and running and running. And he's one of those little guys. He runs around a lot. Other people that run. I can't get into it. It would be too dull. Too dull. So just talk about it and why I think it up. There is a man, I think he played, that looked a bit like Gollum, that played soccer a few bits ago. I think he was on Arsenal. He might have been on a national team, but I'm not sure. I think he was Northern European, this man. Looked a bit like Gollum or Willem Dafoe. And no offense, Willem. Willem, you're a lovely man. Mother Nature did happen to see the Budapest Hotel, and it was delightful. Grand Budapest Hotel. Or is it Grand Budapest? But it was a lovely movie. Ralph Fiennes. I have trouble saying that name. Ralph Fiennes. I think if you say it fast, it's easier. Ralph Fiennes. One wonderful, wonderful movie. The young man in that movie. Delightful. The narrator's voice. Much more soothing than the man who does this. If you could get that narrator. I'm not sure I'd have to IMDb it. You know, Mother Nature is tech savvy. A lot of people think, oh, Mother Nature's going to be a Luddite. A lot of the people that praise me as the main goddess. Mistake. Not to break any belief systems here. We're in a gray zone. Mother Nature's... I'm just chatting. We're on a date. I can't just be talking and... we're on a date, okay? So... What was I saying? Yes, there was this man that looked like Gollum, a bit like Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe, lovely man, but bears a bit of a resemblance to Gollum from the movies. Now, the Gollum that lives in your mind, who knows what he looks like, right? Yes, young man. I'll get to whatever's on Twitter. Don't worry. Mother Nature's just talking, okay? Okay? And plus, Mother Nature's not familiar with... I said I'm tech-savvy, but I'm not a young woman. Other questions people might have for Mother Nature. You might have a question. We're on a date. Let's say we're on a date. Who was the last person I dated? His name was Malcolm Westbrook. He was a scientist. And I'm just kidding. Mother Nature doesn't date. I was trying to be silly. I was going to say he was a scientist. And I was saying, oh, well. Well, who would I date if I was allowed? But I had scientists. Silly, it'd become Mother Nature's, all these rules. You wouldn't believe the rules, children. I mean, how could Mother Nature... I'm trying to reinvent the Mother Nature. You see, we can't get into the whole lineage of the Mother Nature right now. It'll blow your mind. But yes, I would like to date, believe it or not. Now, who would I date would be the question, because I don't know that I could handle it. I was thinking of this man, Malcolm Westbrook. He's a strapping... He's like a teacher and a scientist and an adventurer. And you might be saying to yourself, Indiana Jones, or the young man, Brendan Fraser, who played a, Indiana Jones type in a movie. And that was a confusing movie because was it a send up of Indiana Jones? It was like I couldn't get the pulse of those movies. Mother Nature had trouble with the pulse because it wasn't a straight Indiana. It was more farcical. Is that the correct term? You might be saying to yourself, surprise, want a date? Mother Nature loves movies. I do. Grand Budapest Hotel. I like saying that as well. I do like those Mr. Anderson. Wes, is he just Wes or is he Wesley? Was he formerly Wesley? I do love his movies, his films. You know, and it was a question about the Budapest Hotel. Was that papercraft in that movie or animation or computers do that, the stuff? Yeah, and I want to, no spoilers, okay? Because Mother Nature doesn't spoil anything. I was going to say something like witty, but and spoil it for you right there. But Ralph Fiennes is in the movie. Fine man, Ralph Fiennes. Okay, so Mother Nature, we're on a date. So that would be one person I would date, Malcolm Westbrook. I would also date Russell Westbrook. Well, maybe not. Mother Nature might. Kevin Durant, he seems like such a pleasant young man. I think I would rather. And Russell does seem like a very nice young man, too. But there's something about Kevin Durant. He's MVP. But Mother Nature, I would have dated him before he was an MVP. Scoring champ, not important to Mother Nature. The flow of his game, he's like a soccer player playing basketball. That's the main appeal of him. He's very lanky, much like a soccer player. And basketball and soccer, they do have their similarities, so another reason Mother Nature likes that. So Russell Westbrook might be heartbroken when I go out with. Maybe I would do a date with each of them and then decide. Yeah, who knows? You might be saying, what about Serge Ibaka? Well, no, Serge, no offense, but I have my heart set on one of those two, or my Indiana Jones clone, or whatever I'd named him, Malcolm Westbrook, or Kevin Durant. Okay, wow. I was trying to combine them. So anyway, that's... And you might be asking yourself, I'm going to stay with Mother Nature. She's just talking about herself. And it is, you know, the reason why is no one asks about me. Everyone just assumes I'm out there growing flowers and planting seeds like I'm Johnny Appleseed, like I'm just walking about the earth throwing seeds. That's all there is to it. It's just you just plant and walk away. My life is intense, people. And I don't even want to get into it because I know you're here to sleep. And Mother Nature, these two young men that are doing this podcast, Mother Nature, somewhat pleased with them, somewhat pleased. I'm sure they were just, they're listening in. I'm sure they were hoping that I'd say very pleased, but somewhat pleased, helping people sleep. I'm sure they have other motivations of promotion and creativity and et cetera, et cetera. And stars in their eyes. Oh, stars in their eyes. But when you are more rested, you're more available to be helpful to others. And that's all Mother Nature asks. Just be helpful to others. One second. Oh, children. We just had a terrible, terrible back-to-back. The boys were all been... I was talking and talking and talking, and then I guess the... something crashed, so we lost a bit of stuff. So Mother Nature's kind of picking up where she left off, I guess. I don't know. We were talking about movies and dating, and since we're on this imaginary date, well, what you might ask me, well, what you watch movies, Mother Nature? What about TV? Do you watch True Detective? Game of Thrones? I do to both. But a lot of you humans, you're like, oh, my HBO or my Netflix or whatever. And I thoroughly enjoyed those shows, those programs. But Mother Nature also has other forms of entertainment from my forest friends. And so they put on little shows for me. And some of them are just me observing and adding a little narrative throughput. And other ones, they're intentionally doing it. And tonight we have a big season finale of this show. Oh, I forget what they're calling it. It's O-U-A-T. What? The season. O-U-A-T season finale. And it's some owls in underwear attacking terrapins. Wonderful program. Now, I get confused. If that's the drama, there's also a sketch comedy program I like. Oh, what is... So we have the drama, Owls in Underpants, or Owls in Underwear Attacking Terrapins. And then there's one, Ants and Antlers, with Squirrels and Mustaches. That's the sketch. Ants and Antlers, Squirrels and Mustaches, or something. That's a sketch comedy. But that's not the season finale tonight. It's the Owls in Underpants, Underwear, Attacking Terrapins. The season's been this whole battle over a barn. And there was a mix-up, and the terrapins and the owls don't like each other. And there was a trial, and, you know, with a pushing and an injured terrapin and a mean owl. And it was like, who is going to be the jury, the owls or the terrapins? And they were like, oh, no. And then the rats in the barn said, we'll judge the trial. They said, let us speak to the lawyers. And then what happens, they ate the lawyers. You know, a little rat trick. And then, you know, they were fighting again over the barn, and the trial was disbarred, or whatever you call it. And then the barn was burned down, and all the animals were sad because they didn't know what they had. They lost it. And then the farmer was so dumbstruck by the loss of his barn, and he was crying, and he took the animals in, and then he befriended them, and then they took advantage of him and stole his car. So the season finale is a big build-up because what happened? Because they framed the humans in the house for some internet crime. The terrapins did. And the police came and they arrested the husband and the wife and his children in the middle of the night and took them away. And then they had the terrapins thought they ran the house and the owls tried to get away with the underpants. So We'll see what happens. But that's Mother Nature's show for tonight, Sunday night. And yes, I'll be catching my GOT or whatever Game of Thrones soon. And you might be asking, well, who's my favorite character on there? Is it Tyrion, Cersei, or a little dove, a little bird, or who could it be? Arya, or the Hound. Jaime Lannister, I know a lot of you are quite upset about him a couple weeks ago, but... Mother Nature doesn't play favorites. What would happen to the terrapins if I decided I liked owls? Well, sometimes I play favorites, but I don't play it all the way out. You know, I'll just do a little nastiness to a couple. Teach those nasty terrapins a lesson. Okay, so another other questions you have. Mother Nature's still chattering on. You might be asking, how did I get my job and how do I plan on keeping it? What's the future of Mother Nature-dom? It's interesting because I just hired a management company. A team. I have a team now for my brand. Ask 26 Management. Well, 26 manages my team, but you could ask me about them. Go ahead, ask. Because they're representing my brand. And they're going to have a team. And I'm about time I had a team with assistants and such. And my brand. Now, I'm not the first Mother Nature. I probably won't be the last. But these people, they're not asking for my money up front. They're saying, you don't have to do endorsements or sponsorships, Mother Nature. We'll always defer to your judgment. And they just take 10%, and they don't know that I don't even deal in money. So I don't know what will happen, but it's a new thing Mother Nature has going. And maybe I will sponsor some things. I don't know. I love peppermint. So give me a peppermint product. Go ahead. Candy canes. Hello. Good afternoon. This is Mother Nature. You might have heard of me from... such things as the wind or the ocean currents. That's the moon does that, but you might have heard of me because of it. And I just want to sit down and tell you about candy canes. They're full of peppermint and they're wonderful. So go ahead and have yourself a candy cane, even if it's not Christmas. A Mother Nature for candy canes. So see, I could do a sponsored... I could do radio spot. I could talk to those boys about doing a radio spot for their show. And now, speaking of sponsors, the boys, you want me to go to this commercial now? Okay, then. Okay. Yeah, Ma. I owe you, Ma. I owe you for teaching me to walk, for teaching me to hug, for teaching me to make mud pies. I owe you, Ma. I owe you for your kisses, for my brown bag lunches, for all that things. I owe you, Ma. Well, why don't you buy me a fucking car, you worthless piece of garbage? I owe you, Ma, but I don't got no bread. You see, I'm talking like a shoeshine kid from the 1920s movies here. So I owe you, Ma. And I made you a little thing called a kiss from my heart for you. I love you. You're the best Ma's I ever had. Oh, well, yeah. Go ahead and give me a kiss, but I would have preferred a car. A Ford vehicle, particularly. If you were going to own me, you could own me a car. Yeah, I owe you, Ma. That's what I was saying. That was a poem I wrote. I wrote you that poem, Ma. That I owe you, Ma. It was supposed to be artistic. Well, as you're saying, you know, I watch these commercials on TV and they buy their mother's cars. When you never bought, you bought me a poem? You even got it written down, you just made it up in your head. Yeah, I owe you, Ma, a car. Someday, I buys you a car.
How many commercials? How many people are buying each other cars for Christmas? You know what? Don't you people ever ask yourself that?
I owe you, Ma. By Ford Motor Company over here. Good day.
Oh, and we're back. That was an interesting little sponsorship there. I could have done a peppermint sponsorship if peppermint. I don't know. No one owns peppermint because it's one of my lovely plants that I care for. Okay, so let's move on to another subject on our date, which is something that every date should discuss. I guess when you're Mother Nature's age, not kids, young people, maybe. Am I a Friends person or a Seinfeld person? And I know you may be saying this is in 1996, Mother Nature, but the last time I had man's lips on these lips was 1886, my child. So, yes, so you might be saying, oh, do I like Friends with Joey LeBlanc and Matthew Perry and David Schwimmer, Ross, and sweet little Jennifer Aniston? Will they ever leave her alone? Just give her a baby, please. And just stop bothering her. I don't know. And those other lovely girls, the one from the show where they drink the wine, and the other one, she's got a great little internet program. Friends is just fine, but I'm a Seinfeld person myself because I know smarter people watch Seinfeld, and I've liked that show with the Gerald, and he's so fastidious with his comedy and his cleaning and his sweaters, and I get all the kicks out of Kramer. When Kramer comes on the scene, he says, "Hey guys," or whatever. That's why I love the Seinfeld. And George Costanza, he's the salsa teacher, I believe, and he's always doing the stuff. And he's with Elena, yes. So I love Seinfeld and Kramer. The boys are bothering me, the podcast. What? Kramer. No, it's Kramer. I watch Seinfeld. Okay, boys, you too. You don't know anything. What do you mean? Okay, Kramer. They're saying it's Kramer. But I know because people are, you know, I'm not a Friends fan. I didn't watch every episode of Friends. I watched Seinfeld. They drink coffee on that program. And Larry David has this show about curbing enthusiasm. And I watch that too because I'm very bright. And I don't just watch silly programs with laugh tracks. I watch Seinfeld because Kramer is the man for me if I wasn't dating Mr. Malcolm S. Westbrook. Yes, he's a sweet, sweet man, that Malcolm Westbrook. You might be saying, Mother Nature, where do you fall on this whole, where do you fall with the sexuality and the sensuality and all that? I don't want to get into it. But Mother Nature wants companionship just as much as everyone else, and everyone deserves it. Okay? Not everyone gets it. So if you have it, have some gratitude. Okay? It doesn't matter who you find your companion, so if it's sensual and loving, or even if it's just a stroke of quick, heated passion. All those are things Mother Nature doesn't have. Someone decided that I would just be chased, and I'm going to work on changing it. I got my team, 26 Management, and they are going to take 10% of whatever I get. And if that is a beefcake with dirty hands that he's dug into the earth named Malcolm Westbrook, or someone else. Remember that sexually charged commercial with the mother and Kevin Durant last season? That struck a chord with me, too. It was a innuendo-filled commercial with a boy and his mother and Kevin Durant. And she was palpitating or something, or it seemed like they were about to have sex, and then he just changed the light bulb. I found that almost as funny as came. But also, yes, so he could change my light bulb if he so choose. But at first it would be Malcolm Westbrook, even though he is imaginary. That's who his Mother Nature's lovers are. It's just imaginary, because that's all I'm allowed by the rules in place. Someone was, oh, I'm so wise, I make these rules for Mother Nature, so conflict, ventra, whatever. You just shut your mouth. You just shut your mouth, because I was, what was I thinking about? I was just getting confused. I was thinking about Jerry Carter and his smile. Oh, the smile on that Jerry Carter. You might be asking, who's Jerry? Who's this Jerry Carter fellow? Well, he was a president for 4 years. Like 1976 to 80, I believe. But he had a lovely smile. He's a kind, kind-looking man. I've never met him. You know, I'm just Mother Nature. I could probably tell you, though, if all the presidents, the one that's following Mother Nature's dreams and wishes would be this Jerry Carter. He's in that Habitat for Humanity. And I feel like that co-opted a name. They're just building houses. That's not a habitat. You know, habitat, it takes, do you know how much planning it takes for me to create a habitat? And then you muck them about. You Westerners especially, but now with this capital, you know that Pope is, I'm surprised how spot on he is about some things. Not everything. But you can't just keep spending your way to a new habitat, okay? And Mr. Carter, you might smile, Carter, but I think it is wonderful building these houses and having the people buy it. A wonderful, wonderful thing. And he's so, see, even alive, I'd have to check my records. It was one of those things you people are always joking, is that person even alive? I've got one for you. If you were born, if you know who Jerry Carter is, Rich Hall, is he still alive? Find out and get back to me. You can email the boys at, what's your, feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. Rich Hall, is he alive? Do you even know who Rich Hall is? One hint, Sniglet. So that has nothing to do, you want me to stick to the Twitter? Yes, sir? Okay, boys. Okay, calm down. Oh, almost I'm asking for, I mean, I sat down to defend my reputation because the boys were damaging with their podcasting and their imagining what Mother Nature was like and sticking people in my ear and making me look like a buffoon and putting me in a sea dress and saying it's not beautiful. Sea dresses could be... The boys are stomping around now because I'm calling them out. All I'm asking for is a bow. That's it. And not a B-O-W, B-E-A-U. And not Beau Bridges. Lovely man, lovely, lovely voice. And Jeff Bridges? He has such wonderful eyes. But Mother Nature sees him. Well, he's actually rough around the edges, too. I could quite... Do you ever get Jeff Bridges and Jeff Daniels mixed up? It happens to me a bit. I'll be like, was that Jeff Bridges or Jeff Daniels? Now, that should only be a nod of the hat, of the cap to the cat, to both of them, because they're wonderful. But... I tend to get... Now, Jeff Bridges has had a little bit of a better past 10 years. No offense, Jeff Daniels. So I'm waiting for that Dumb and Dumber or whatever you call it. But, yes, and no, I'm not snooting my nose at you, Jeff Daniels. I would expect... Oh, wait, to see him on TV, but I believe he is... Oh, no, that's William Hurt. Another one. Is that William Hurt? Remember when he was the bad boy in The Big Chill? Was he the bad boy? And then Kevin Kline. Another lovely... Oh, he's a well-voiced... I believe he dropped out of Hollywood for the most part to start a family with that Penelope... No, not Penelope Cruz. Oh, what was her name? Zoe Deschanel. No. Whew, yes, she was the naked girl in Fest Times at Richmond High. The boys are... Boys, don't yell at Mother Nature. I could have a thunderbolt split you up. All I'm asking for is a bow. A bow named Malcolm Westbrook. Or Kevin Durant, if Malcolm Westbrook can't be available. Maybe when Kevin Durant... Maybe he could retire early and then he could undertake a scientific career under the tutelage of someone. Is there any sexy archaeologists anyone knows about that you could fix Mother Nature up with? That could be my bow. I would quite appreciate it. And I'm not just talking about... I mean, I have my team now, so I can't just be dating your professor at Iowa State. No offense to Iowa State, a fine school. Are you the Huskers? No, Iowa State. I believe you're a bird. Iowa State Hawkeyes. Iowa State... well, whatever. Mother Nature's not insulting you. I'm just saying I need someone, you know, of a... Not even an Ivy. I need someone doing some work that's cutting edge and dangerous. Preferably in a war-torn country where my heart could be torn on the battlefield. Passions of love. Oh, I'm trying to think what else is going on with Mother Nature. Oh, we've talked music. We've talked movies. We've talked television a bit. We could get into the wonderful True Detective in there. I really thought, you know, you were all on the internet. Oh, he's going to botch that ending of that show, of that finale. He didn't. So there. Why are you always saying they're going to botch stuff? Well, you relax. Okay, people? Mother Nature's saying relax. You know, unwind. Tone it down. He didn't botch it. But you know what? I know. Wait, let's talk about pop music. Let's talk about pop stars. You know who I'd love to spend some time with is that Taylor Swift. And not because I love Taylor Swift. I love her music. But she is an operator. And as soon as I get these rules changed for Mother Nature and I can take a lover, Mother Nature's lover, a Mr. Lover, a Mother Nature lover, I could get a little, you know, some songs going with that. But I'd get, like, to this Taylor Swift. It's strange to have her take a Mother Nature under her wing. She's such a young woman. But she is a player. She's got those men, and she changes them like she changes shoes. She was like, wasn't she in the Kennedy compound at one point? And Aaron Carter? No, it wasn't Aaron Carter. It was Harry Styles. Talk about a wonderful name, Harry Styles. But she was, and she was with the that man that sings the songs about "Body is a Wonderland." He's got a witty name, ironic name. I think his name's like Billy Wilder, but you know he changed it a little bit or something. Let's see, what is John Mayer? She had him. I believe she was with Jack Nicholson. Wow, just kidding. I'm just kidding. That would be strange. But I'd like her to take me under the wing. Because there's plenty of beautiful women out there. And she has a beautiful voice, which is also alluring. But what else? She must have some way to spin some magic. Or maybe she's not. Maybe she's a unhappy girl. I mean, there's so many of you that are unhappy out there. And Mother Nature cares about you, and you might forget. Okay, well, I'll get back to them. Let me just think about it. So, Taylor Swift, if you're listening, if you would take me under your wing, teach me how to romance a man, to find a bow, because you've had these bows. And, you know, I'm less busy. Well, I'm busy, but now I have my team, and I don't want my team involved in my dating life. Their job is my brand, Mother Nature brand. but not a brand. You know, we're gonna have a brain hashing meeting, they call it, or something. We're going to hash it out and blue sky it. And I told them I have a lot of work, and they said, "Oh, we'll put people on it." So and I said, "You know, why is all the grass green?" And I said, "You people are silly. You don't understand the Mother Nature's job. I use a different part of my mind than your human talking brain." Wait, oh, besides the point, Taylor Swift, let's just get a coffee and talk, okay? And she wears those hats sometimes. She has that look. She's just great. I don't really know that much about her. I'm just saying that because I think it. So I love Taylor Swift. She's listening. I'd like her to teach Mother Nature a few things about the game of love. And Mother Nature was going to wrap up a little bit because the boys are saying that they're acting like, because what happened was I pressed some buttons and Mother Nature had been talking for quite a while and something went wrong and everyone got all apoplectic or something. So you that are listening are an important part of Mother Nature. That's why this Mother's Day. It's important to help. And this might sound trite, as the young man who does this podcast says, but you need to mother yourself a little bit. I know there's, for most of us, even Mother Nature, there's a little demon in our heads that says, "Oh, you're such a screw-up. Why are you so dumb? Or why, what's wrong with, you know, always all day long, picking at us." And sometimes there's real people like that in our lives, too. Well, I need you to birth goodness into the world. And it starts in your own heart. Say, "Hey, let me take a breath. I can't sleep. And it's kind of tough. And I got this bully at school or this bully at work." Or maybe it's just simple, like, I don't know how to be happy. No one taught me. And I've been deprived of a bow my entire life of love. I'm supposed to help people love. And I'm in charge of the birds and the bees and the flowers and all the sex stuff. But oh, no. I'm making it about me. But you are important to Mother Nature. You are an essential part of my plan. My plan is just to ask you for help, if you're listening. Just go on and show a little kindness to yourself every day. Just say, "Hey, I know it's tough, man. But hey, you're doing good." And then try to do that for somebody else. That's all I ask. And if you know Taylor Swift, if you could ask her for some tips. The boys. You want to date Taylor Swift? You're too old. No. Does she have sisters? Well, if she has sisters, possibly. If Taylor Swift has older sisters, or just general tips, you'd want to come along. I don't think she could help you because I'm trying to seduce. You're trying to seduce women? The boys want some help, too, but I don't know if Taylor Swift, she should help me first, and then maybe she helped the boys. But let's get back to the kindness. Oh, now I'm not showing you kindness because I'm not helping you. Well, you're not constrained by laws of the universe. You boys should be dating or whatever. I don't get to control that. Women find you repulsive. I doubt that. It's just in your mind. They've said they find you repulsive. Okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't think Taylor Swift can help that. So, the boys are, you know, they usually do this podcast, the boys. They're lunatics. But you send some kindness in the world and let Taylor Swift know if she can help Mother Nature. I could, you know, keep her from, I think she'll age lovelily. And don't be afraid of aging if you're listening. It's a wonderful experience. I mean, I'm not familiar with it. But at least even if you're aging, you could take a bow. So, and you could, Beau Bridges, he and Jeff Bridges, aging gracefully. So, there. And I'm sure if there was a Beau Bridges, Beatrice Bridges, she's probably doing great too. So in summary, Mother Nature cares about you and loves you. And if there is a Malcolm Westbrook out there listening, and you're an adventurer, an educator, an archaeologist, A bit like Indiana Jones. Give me a call. And stay away from Taylor Swift if you're listening and you mess with Malcolm. Westbrook, Russell Westbrook, or Kevin Durant. You, why don't we go on a double? Taylor, you could go out with Serge Ibaka or some of the other players. I don't know if I know any of the other players. But there's like a Collison. Is he on that team or is he on the other team? I was watching that game. And Serge Ibaka. But that's such a... Taylor Swift and Serge Ibaka. That doesn't go. Taylor Swift and Kevin Durant. No. Russell Westbrook and Taylor Swift. No. Those are my men. So, yes, in summary, Mother Nature is here. I'm always watching out for you, okay? And thank you for listening. I hope I helped you fall asleep. I went and crashed these things and you lost way and things. I hope that I was just trying to talk and pretend we're on a first date. I was just playing a bit and you were listening. So that's all. Good night, my children, my non-forced friends, as always, until the dew meets your lips, Mother Nature will be blowing sweet nothings in your ear. I was saving that for when I said goodnight to Malcolm Westbrook before he kissed me, but I said it to you. P.S. Taylor, you could get on my team. I think maybe your team and my team are the same. Well, good night, everyone.